Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and we have our morning services beginning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. We have good teachers. They use the Bible in their studies. And I know that you can have confidence in knowing that what your children will hear in Sunday school will be the truth. And we invite you to come. Bring your families, your Bibles, and study with us this morning and worship God. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship service. And so you're invited to come to this service, come to Sunday school, and stay for the preaching hour. We know you'll receive a blessing for being there. Our evening services begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon with our regular prayer service, where we bring our petitions before the Lord and know that the Lord hears and answers prayer. And then at 4:30, we meet again in our evening worship service. And so you're invited to come to these Lord's Day services and know that this is really what the Lord requires of us. Our Wednesday night service is at 7 o'clock. And so these are our weekly services, and we invite you to come, and knowing that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And I must say that if you want to really find out what the Bible has to say, if you want to live your life according to what the Bible teaches, then we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. The last couple of Sunday mornings, we've been speaking from the book of Acts, chapter 2. And so this morning, let's turn back to the book of Acts, begin our reading in verse 1. The Bible says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia and Egypt and in the parts of Libya and Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?" Well, we spoke two times concerning the day of Pentecost, and we recognized what the day of Pentecost was. Really, it's 50th. That's what the word Pentecost means. And the purpose of Pentecost, of course, is to give the Holy Spirit unto the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I must emphasize here that there is no scripture in the Bible that says that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost. There's no scripture for that at all. There's a lot of people that believe that, and they're welcome to believe that. That's fine. But there is no scripture to teach that at all. Jesus Christ organized his church during his personal ministry from the material prepared by John the Baptist. And so we must go back that far. You see, John was a man who was sent from God, and so he preached and people were saved. He baptized them by the authority that God had given to him. And then when Jesus came, He chose those people who were already saved and already scripturally baptized because they were baptized with the authority of God. And those people Jesus Christ put in His church. And so they were with Jesus Christ during His personal ministry for all of the 3.5 years of Christ's ministry. His church was with Him and walked with Him and learned from Him. And yet there came a time when Jesus said, I must go back. And so Jesus left this earth after His death and after His burial and after His resurrection. Jesus ascended back into heaven. But He left His church upon this earth. He left that body of saved, baptized believers that He had organized during His personal ministry upon this earth. And He left these people with a promise. And the promise that He left them with was that He would give them another Comforter, John chapter 14. And on the day of Pentecost, the Comforter came to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, this appearance of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is a fulfillment of a promise that God gave through Jesus Christ to that first church, to that small group of people, 120 souls that were gathered together on that day, and there they were waiting for the promise of the Father. And on the day of Pentecost, the promise of the Father came. The Holy Spirit came. The Bible says that there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. But I have this question. What was it that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was doing on the day of Pentecost in order to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, the answer is very simple, isn't it? They were simply obeying. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 that there was 120 people that were gathered together there in the upper room. You see, they had separated themselves from the world. They were obeying God's command. They were there waiting for the promise of the Father. And so I must draw this conclusion from what the Scripture is saying. If we would desire today the fulfillment of the promises that God has given to us, we must separate ourselves from the world. We must not live like the world. However, we must live in the world. We must be people, and we must do a lot of things that the world does. For example, we must eat. We must feed our bodies. We must have jobs. We must go to work. We must be good citizens. And yet there's a lot of things that we cannot be involved in simply because we're waiting for the promise of God upon us. We cannot be living riotously. We cannot be sinning willfully. We cannot be doing the wrong things. We must be doing the right things. And one of the things that the church was doing before the day of Pentecost was that they were studying the Word of God. The Bible says there in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 15 that Peter stood up among the whole congregation of the 120 people and he informed them of Judas being dead, that he had committed suicide. And there Peter read from the Scriptures in the book of Psalms 69 verse 25 and in Psalms 109 and verse 8 and informed the church that they must replace Judas. And the Bible said that they took a vote. They had some requirements that an apostle must have. That is, that an apostle, according to the book of Acts chapter 1, an apostle must have accompanied with Jesus Christ from John the Baptist until the death of Jesus Christ. And then another requirement of an apostle was that they must have the baptism of John the Baptist. And so there were two that met these requirements. And the Bible said that they took a vote, or they took a lot. And the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And so the whole point here is that when the first church was all in the upper room, they were waiting for the promise of God, and they were obeying the Word of God. Today, if we're going to receive the blessings of God, we must obey the Word of God. And so here is what the church was doing. They had stayed together in this upper room for a period of 10 days. Jesus Christ had walked upon this earth from the time of the Passover until His ascension. That had been a time of 40 days. And then the church was together in the upper room for a period of 10 days as they were waiting on the promise of the Father. And they didn't know how long they were going to have to wait. They were simply obeying God, having faith in Him that God would supply what they needed. And God did supply what they needed. He gave them the other comforter. You see, those people in that day, they were praying for 10 days. They were studying for 10 days. They were in one accord. They were in one place. The Bible said that it was not a matter of mob control or a matter of people control. It was a matter on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit of God came unto them. And we'll notice here that the Bible said in verse 4 of Acts chapter 2, that on this day when the Holy Spirit came upon them, that there appeared cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. The Bible said they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now I would ask this very important question. What is a tongue? In the book of Acts chapter 2, what is a tongue? And all we have to do to understand what a tongue is to read what the Bible says. The Bible said here in verse 6, and notice very carefully what is being said. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And so what we have on this day of Pentecost is the people there that were speaking in tongues, but the Bible said that the people that heard understood what was being said. It was not a strange matter of gobbledygook that nobody could understand. It was a language, and the people heard them speak in their own language. Every man heard them speak in the language of his birth. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2 and verse 7 that these men that spoke were Galilean, and they wouldn't have enough education to know another language. They only knew one language. What is a tongue? A tongue is a language that somebody can understand. And when I say somebody, I don't mean that you've got to go to school to learn it. I mean it is in the language of your birth. This is what the Bible says. And in Acts chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11, we find here that there is a list of the languages that were spoken. And this is just simply what the Bible says, and all you've got to do is read to see what it says in verse 8. And now hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. And here's a list, and there's 17 nations that are listed here, 17 different languages that were heard when one person was speaking. How amazing it is. Well, I see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We're going to have to continue this message next Sunday morning, the Lord willing. It's a very, very interesting study. And I'm glad that it's in the Word of God for us to learn about. Well, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main and listen next Sunday morning for a continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.